There are 4 people running for 2 positions representing Port Moody on School District 43's, SD 43, Board of Education from the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15. The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidate responses are as follows, listed in alphabetical order. Ed Desolniers. Ed Desolniers is running for the Port Moody trustee position on SD 43's Board of Education in the 2022 civic election. By submitted age, 52 years as a Port Moody resident, 2.5 occupation, operations manager, most recent civic, volunteer work, PAC chair and other school organizing website. Parents Voice BC. CA email. Ed Desolniers at parentsvoicebc.ca phone. 778-831-0375. Why are you running for public office? I've seen deficiencies in the trustee system, and I think it should be addressed. What's your number one issue and why? Parents need a voice at the trustee level and there needs to be more consultation with PACs and parents in general. Nancy Johnston. Nancy Johnston is running for the Port Moody trustee position on SD 43's Board of Education in the 2022 civic election. By submitted age, 64 years as a Port Moody resident, 3, but I've been in love with Port Moody since I worked in the mill at Flavelle in my 20s, occupation, occupational health and safety professional, retired, most recent civic, volunteer work, Scouts Canada, 11 years, as Aquila, or Scouter Nancy. Previous to that, I was a board member and chair of the Burnaby Public Library Board. Website, Nange 4 Port Moody Schools. Com email. Nancy Johnston at shaw.ca phone, 604-970-5902. Why are you running for public office? Every child, every chance, every day. Education issues are important. The decisions that a Board of Education takes impact students' lives. Every child should have as many opportunities to succeed as possible, within the framework of a safe and caring school system. I am uniquely qualified for the role of school trustee. I have 30 years of management experience in the K-12 system as a health and safety manager, governance experience as a library trustee, direct work with youth as a scouter, and I am a mom. What's your number one issue and why? My number one issue is the continuance of a broad spectrum of educational opportunities for students. School districts are often expected to do more with less funding due to budgetary pressures. I have seen this pattern many times in my professional role within 2 school districts. Often this means that important programs in the arts, industrial education and sports curriculum are seriously curtailed or eliminated. I would like to be involved in this decision-making process to minimize the impact on key programs for our students. I want to advocate on your behalf for quality education. Lisa Park, incumbent. Lisa Parks is running for the Port Moody trustee position on SD 43's Board of Education in the 2022 civic election. By submitted age, 42 years as a Port Moody resident, 9 years occupation, SD 41 teacher and SD 43 school trustee, most recent civic, volunteer work, SD 43 school trustee, Port Moody, elected in 2014 and 2018 website. Lisa Park for school trustee. CA email. Lisa Park for school trustee at gmail.com phone, 604-790-9406 Facebook. At Vote for Lisa Park. Why are you running for public office? As a public school teacher and a public school trustee, I believe that every individual deserves a good education and the public education system should provide great education for all students, their parents and families. I was elected in 2014 and 2018 as a Port Moody school trustee and I am seeking my 3rd term in the 2022 municipal election. I am currently a trustee representative alternate for L Consortium, DPAC and Child Care Task Force. I would like to continue to help to build Canada's best public school system here in Port Moody. What is your number one issue and why? Fiscal accountability and safe and healthy learning environment are my top priorities. As a taxpayer myself, I expect governments to spend our public dollars carefully and thoughtfully. Fiscal responsibility and transparency are crucial and as your school trustee, I will hold the school board accountable for every dollar spent and that they are spent well on your behalf. At the heart of every parent, lies deep concern for the safety and health of their children at school. It will be my top priority to research and deliver ways to create a safer and healthier learning environment for our students. Zoe Royer is running for the Port Moody trustee position on SD43's Board of Education in the 2022 civic election. By submitted age, 56 years as a Port Moody resident, 18 occupation, business owner, city councillor, 2011 to 2022, most recent civic, volunteer work, city councillor website, Zoe for Council, CA email, zoroyer@hotmail.com phone, not given Facebook, at zoe.royer.90 Twitter, at zoroyer why are you running for public office? Having enjoyed close working relationships with school trustees for a decade, Count. Zoe Royer recognizes the benefits of harmony between institutions. Plans for new schools need to match plans for new neighborhoods. Constructing safer school crossings should happen when traffic patterns change. Rapid joint decision-making would have resolved sewage pollution faster at Eagle Mountain School. We expect city and school district problems that overlap to be handled in a timely manner. Sadly, schools continually face challenges when intersecting with civic matters. Like hundreds of elected officials across Canada who have served in both publicly elected roles as trustee and councillor, Zoe will bring her first-hand city council and intergovernmental experience to help ensure school board priorities are in lockstep with city council. What is your number one issue and why? The dire need for more education assistants, EA, school counselors, registered psychologists and other support workers in our schools. If elected, Zoe will champion a task force to examine obstacles and identify innovative steps forward to delivering more EAs into our classrooms. EAs play a vital role in supporting equitable and inclusive classrooms. While our teachers teach students, EAs support the students' learning potential and well-being, and work alongside and under the guidance of the classroom teacher. Furthermore, if EAs could work just 3 more hours each week, they would be eligible for health benefits. This would create greater job retention and help attract more. These additional hours are doable with the provision of before and after school childcare in schools, another priority for Zoe.